And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope your day is going well. And currently outside, we're looking at 46 degrees. And joining us in studio for Ask the Experts, we have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And gentlemen, a good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, it's nice. It's great. It's Friday.
Yes.
It's Friday.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The weekend is afoot.
Yeah. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and this convicted me this morning when I read it, because I felt like that I hadn't been as good as I could have been looking at this verse, thinking about this past week. And it says, "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." And you know, sometimes we can say, well, I'm as good as that guy over there, or I'm as good as that guy over there, but we need to compare ourselves to the true example of Christ. And he is forgiving, he's loving, he's kind, and we want to be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. Because you know, the carpenter has a pattern that he uses to cut. And he uses that pattern all the time, the same pattern. And we need to pattern our life after Christ. If we don't, we'll be like the carpenter that don't pay attention to his pattern. And pretty soon, his cuts are not like they're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
So I was convicted when I read that this morning, because I don't feel like I've been as kind as I should have been this week, Kyle.
All right. Well, again, that's a great way to kind of start off this morning. And we'll send it over to Charles. And Charles, what are we going to be talking about here for part one of our program today?
Good morning, Kyle. Dad, we've been thinking about and dealing with people concerning long-term care.
Right.
You know, this is, we have people come to us and they say, you know, I don't have any debt. I have money in the bank. I have
my Medicare,
my retirement funded, and I'm good to go. And then there's circumstances where long-term care rears its head.
Right.
And that means that you're in a place where you cannot take care of yourself, and maybe your spouse is not in a position or strong enough or really have the resources or strength to care for you. And a nursing home comes in the picture.
Right.
And I don't know how many times we've come across people that are, they're writing checks. Maybe the spouse is writing a $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 check every month for their husband to be in the nursing home.
Right.
Or the children or a relative. And it doesn't take very long when you're writing those checks for what you thought you had plenty of reserves for to start dwindling.
Yes.
And that's a reality for a lot of people. And so how has, you know, people think about long-term care and they might have different thoughts. How has long-term care worked in the past? And maybe what are some of the shortcomings there?
Well, basically, I want to say that there's two mindsets. Some people will say, well, I'll pay my own way even if I go broke. My kids don't need anything. I'll just pay my own way even if I go broke. And another mindset is, I'm going to try to preserve whatever I have for my family as much as possible and give to my children or to charity or whatever, and try to get on Medicaid so the state will take care of me. So there's two different mindsets. And neither one of them is right or wrong, in my opinion. It's just there's two different philosophies. So it's a challenge sometimes to know what is right. You know, you have to feel like whatever you're doing is ethical for you. And so
long-term care, you know, when we mention that, a lot of times people say, well, long-term care is really expensive, and I'm writing these checks to have long-term care, but if I die...
You know why it's expensive?
Why?
because long-term care is expensive.
Right.
The coverage is expensive because what it's trying to cover is expensive.
True.
But, you know, the other thing, a lot of people say, well, our kids will take care of us, or I'm going to take care of Dad as long as I can. Well, and that's noble, and that's fine, and that's good, but there comes a point when you can't possibly take care of your loved one.
You know, when people tell me, well, my kids are going to take care of me, the question to ask is, which kid?
Yeah.
You know, and are they going to stop working? Are they going to add a room to their house?
One child can't do it either.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of times in most families, not every family, but in most families, it winds up being the burden of basically one person generally. Now, it don't have to be so, but generally one person winds up with that burden and there are that responsibility. But it depends on the care that's needed, but one person can't handle it. Two people can't handle it if it's full-time, you know, if it's full-time care 24/7. I mean, I shouldn't say you can't, but for the long term, you can't and have any other kind of life.
Right.
It's just too much responsibility.
Right. And so there's two types of planning when it comes to long-term care. One is pre-planning.
Yes, and pre-planning is when you have your health and you have choices. Because with pre-planning, just last night, Charlie, we was talking to a gentleman, and we showed him how he could more than double his money that he had setting aside for an emergency, and more than double it with a stroke of a pen, and it would be doubled to his family if he died, or it would pay, in that particular case, $11,000 a month to a nursing home. And so you can use, if you have your health, you can use an insurance company to leverage your money. And in that particular case that we was talking last night, the gentleman was looking at a life policy that had a long-term care benefit. And, you know, if you drop dead of a heart attack, the life policy is going to pay tax-free to your heirs.
Yeah, and that's one of the complaints about long-term care is I'm paying this premium all this time, and then maybe I don't need a nursing home. I die, and all those payments are gone.
Yeah.
And so what's popular now is to have life insurance that includes a long-term care rider.
Right.
Where you can it pays out either way. If I need it in my lifetime to help for my long-term care needs, it's there. In that case, it was almost $500,000. Or if I die, my beneficiaries get $500,000.
And what if they just need it for a few months? If they just need it for a few months, we've advanced part of the death benefit in the form of long-term care, and the death benefit's still there. It's just reduced some by how much we had to pay out to the nursing home.
Exactly. And this man that we were talking to was about 65, if I remember right, and I think 12, you know, it was very incredibly reasonable, the cost
right.
that he was going to have to pay in order to, it was like $500,000 for a death benefit or $500,000 for a long-term care.
Right.
And so there are options out there to help you with long-term care that are more affordable than you think. And if you're already paying for life insurance, if you can get life insurance that has a long-term care rider, you can have both options.
Right. Right. And the thing about that life insurance, the price is pretty well fixed. I've had two people in the last week that one of them came in yesterday with notices from a company for a long-term care insurance, and they were getting a 50% increase on their long-term care premium. And they're saying, what are we supposed to do? This is not something I sold. This is something that they had bought somewhere else in times past, and they brought it to me for help. And then another notice I had received in the last week, again, was something I did not sell, but they were getting also a 50% increase. And Charlie, I think our time is up for this segment. We need to do a commercial here. So,
all right, so we'll take that break. 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance joining us this morning. And gentlemen, continuing the conversation of what we've been talking about in part one.
Thank you, Kyle. So the first thing is pre-planning. And you have the most options. You have the most reasonable cost when you're doing pre-planning.
We're talking about long-term care, right, Charlie?
That's right.
We're talking about long-term care.
And so when you're thinking about paying for a nursing home and you're thinking about things, the further out you can think about it and plan for it, the better off you can be. The second category is called crisis planning.
Right, right.
Crisis planning. And that is when...
you're knocking on the door of the nursing home.
It's right there.
It's right there.
Yeah.
And Dad's had a stroke...
Or maybe Dad's already in the nursing home,
right?
And you're paying writing checks for $6,000 a month,
right?
And you're looking for some options,
right?
Or it's about to happen,
right?
And there's options there. I want you to tell us what those options are, what that looks like.
Well, first of all, I want to say that we have an attorney. That if you want to come to our office sometime, we have an attorney that will, in a very simple format, explain what happens when you're knocking on the door of a nursing home. As far as your assets, there's a division of assets where the spouse can have like $123,600 or $700 protected from the nursing home. We're talking about a community spouse with the other spouse in the nursing home. Anyway, we have an attorney speaking on a video that we could show you, very, very simple to understand and to look at. But help me get back on track here, Charlie.
So if you're heading to a nursing home, if a person is, then there's a division of assets. So
That's when we still have two spouses.
Right.
Okay. And so we can gift some money to the children or to whoever and set up some plans to escalate or expedite or speed up the process of getting somebody qualified for Medicaid.
So we've had people come to us and they say, I have $100,000. Dad's about to go to a nursing home. If we do nothing, this money will be gone in about 20 months or 15 months or so.
Yeah, you're talking about a single dad here, mm-hmm. in this case. Yeah.
And so is there anything we can do?
Yes. 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 Okay. So, yes, we have a form to fill out to gather information, and we can gift some money to the kids. Dad can have $2,000. I'm sorry. Yeah, he can have $2,000. No more than $2,000 in a checking account or savings account. He can have his funeral paid for. But we could give some money to the kids and expedite the process of getting him on Medicaid.
And the choice is just writing the checks and waiting to see, just watching the money go bye-bye, go gone.
Until you spend $98,000.
Right. Or you can expedite the process to where he gets on Medicaid sooner. And it goes back to what you're talking about earlier, the mindset. You know,
right.
What's your mindset?
Right.
It's not right or wrong. It's sort of how you view things.
Right.
And so we've helped people in both directions.
Right.
So I think the most important thing is if you are looking, would like to have some resources when it comes to long-term care, we have some information that's been published by the state of Kansas, a long-term care buyer guide, and it has some instruction there. We have some further information. If you'd like to text us at 620-332-6878, send us your email address or your physical address, or you can call us at our our office. You can come to our office. But if you just want that information sent to you, text your address or your email address, or call us with those that information, and we'll be happy to send that to you. No cost, no pressure, no obligation. And I just want you to know, if you're out there and you're thinking about long-term care and you know it's a real possibility for you, there are options. And the sooner that you can act, the sooner that you can think and plan about that, the better off you can be. And also, if you're at a place where you're receiving care now, maybe you're a caregiver, you know one that has someone in a nursing home that's paying a lot of money and they just don't know how much longer they can do it. We can help them. We can show them some alternatives. And so the best way to reach us is 620-331-8800, right there in Independence, or right at 2801 West Main, Suite A. We're also right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. The phone number here is 620-236-6930. And
repeat it again.
236-6930. And we just want to thank everybody for listening, and hope you all have a great day.
It is nice, Charlie, when people say, "I hear you guys on the radio." It's really nice. We appreciate people giving us some feedback. And we trust our listeners have a good day. And Christmas is close, so we've got to be nice and not naughty. Be kind one to another.
That's right.
There we go. Well, guys, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And you guys have a very Merry Christmas. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll start Open Line.